item on the agenda is reports from the attorney. Mr. Dumars.
I'm going to turn the board the first item of the board resolution on property liens. We did look into this in greater detail. And it turns out that the specific statute requiring the filing of an annual resolution is pretty flexible in the way in which it is framed. But as I pursued this matter, it became pretty clear the resolution is important, that I can explain the details on that. I don't think we need to pass one tonight. But what is clear is that we probably need the board needs a policy, as to what's the minimum amount that you're going to lien, when do you assess the lien, do you wait 2 or 3 years, do you accrue a certain amount, and then do it more efficiently so that everybody knows that the district is serious about putting the liens of record. So I guess I'd like to combine this report with a discussion of how we currently do the lien and maybe come up with a policy that the board will consider, so that we can put it out so everybody knows how they operate on the lien, so you don't have somebody saying, well, I know so-and-so, they forgave this lien, and what's the policy on the lien? So they should have a formal policy that really explains how it works, when it attaches, and what it's. So I'm recommending, if it's okay with the board, combine these two items together and come up at a later meeting. Maybe in a couple of meetings after I met again with staff. I did meet with staff today.
Yeah, my question is there a time issue with this?
No, I don't think there is. Given the way I read the statute that we cited before, I think that statute could be raised as in an objection in a certain circumstance involving payback of the United States and contracts, but I'm not worried about that statute. I think we can fix that very easily by basically passing a resolution, putting it on our website, giving people notice. The idea is, if you are out there and you're a property owner, you're concerned about the amount of possible charges on your property when you get the rate. We're very public about the rate, public about our budget, we make it available, because once you get the property tax bill, it's too late to object to the rate. You can say, well, that's a crappy property. I would sell it twice this, but it's really not worth that. You could argue about the assessed valuation as nothing to the district. So that's the issue that was getting to. So I'm not worried from a time constraint that we're going to miss anything. But Shaw, I think it would be good if we could be and come up with some guidelines.
One thing we know for sure is that the state statute, which says that if you don't collect taxes for more than 10 years, and it drops off.
Right.
So we had to worry about that one. But once you put a lien on, I think it's for picture, so we don't have to worry about getting the money. When they sell the piece of property, we get our money back anyway. No.
So what you're talking about is a resolution, not really a policy.
No, I'm talking about a resolution in the process. The two things. One is the process for starting to collect the liens. When do you put them on people's property? If it costs more to put the lien on than the amount that they're delinquent, if that makes no sense. But I'm talking about a resolution to put everybody on notice once a year. This is our budget. This is what the proposed rate is. So anybody who wants to, if people know what you're doing, and be transparent. Yeah, we have it. It goes out, the budget has it. It goes to DFA. I'm just saying to make it clear so that somebody doesn't complain, geez, I never knew that this was going to be the amount of the assessment of the property.
Anyone have any questions for Mr.
Dumars? The second issue, you heard a little bit about the work that we're doing on the data. The other thing, this is with the water utility, we had been hoping to get back from them a response to our letter regarding our proposed storage right in Avenue, and then working on the JPA. We still have not received anything back from them on that. But I think just the past actions, the past couple of months of activity involving storage and credits and all of that, I think it makes it clear how really important it is just to get our storage right and attribute shored up with the utility. And I hope to hear back from them. I've been promised to be doing. I'm almost done. I'll get to this, but I have not been back yet. But I just want to let you know that we're still pursuing that.
Thank you. I have a question. What's the process? I mean, I know there's a lot of questions with the water authority and what's going on. So what's the process? Do you guys just negotiate, just talk back and forth and then try to work this out, I guess? How do you go about it?
Well, what happens is, basically, I talk to the legal counsel. I can't talk directly to Mark or to John about this issue because they represent that counsel. And the legal counsel, Shaw came, and Shaw has had some conversations. But basically, I've said, we've got this agreement. We've extended it multiple times. We need to complete it before this one runs out. I've written a letter to that effect. And I got an email back from them, from Jay Stein, their lawyer, saying, I'm working on the JPA. It should be getting to you any time. But I think, frankly, if this doesn't bear fruit, we're going to have to get more aggressive. Have the board start working directly with the utility and try to get this thing done, because it is important, it's critical aspect of this one. So right now there's no process on this thing. That's it.
Well, I think I understand. I guess the process is you're working with them right now, and then at some point that doesn't pan out. I mean,
that's it.
Put some teeth in it, I guess.
Well, that's it. You know, that's where we are.
Okay.
Anyone else? Next item on the agenda, reports from the board. Director Sickler.
I'd just like to